We're up to Tezvav Amud Aleph. Yeah, we have no choice. Seven lines on the top. Aval chayiv batifas haroish. A mourner has to wrap around the shawl around his face. How do I know that? We learned from Yecheskel, he was told what he doesn't have to do. He doesn't have to behave like an aval, even though his wife passed away. So we know from that how everybody else has to behave. That you have to cover down to your lips. Everybody else, they have to. Now we're going to talk about three different situations throughout this blot: an oval, a menuda, and a metzera. Menuda is somebody who's excommunicated, and then what he has to do, and a metzera, leper. So the question: menuda, what about somebody's excommunicated? Does he have to cover his face? Come in here. It says in Bilutin Sechatainis, if it didn't rain after 12 times, what do they do? They sit down, they wrap themselves up. They sit like they've been rejected, excommunicated by the Eibishter. Like mourners, so it's clear that what does a menuda do? Like a novel, has to cover their face. Omele Abaye says Abaye, Dilma Menuda. Sorry?
What do you mean? That was the meaning.
Yeah, the meaning was Abaye, Dilma Menuda Lishamayim Shiny. There is much worse. Maybe when it doesn't rain, therefore, who excommunicated you? The Abish is not giving you, he's not listening to your prayers. So therefore, you have to wrap your face around. But an ordinary menuda, a bezin, decided to put you in chayim because you're not listening to them or you're not doing what you have to do. Maybe it's much more lenient and they don't cover the face. No daya. Shiny, the chum, it's more strict. Mor doesn't answer it. Mitzayda, leper, mahu batifira. What about a mitzayda? Does he have to cover himself? Tashma, come in here. It says by a leper, it says that his clothes should be ripped and it says his head should grow loose. His hair should grow. And it says Val Sofam Yata, and he should wrap around till his lip. You have to wrap yourself. Shmaminosad. We know for sure, an oval for sure, a menuda we're not 100% sure. Says in Gemara, oval asal aniach tefillin. An oval is forbidden to put on tefillin on the first day. If the day he passed away is the same as the first day, or even if that's not the day he passed away, the day that he's buried, that day is available. Don't put on tefillin. Midikam lerachmani cheskel. The Eibusha told Yecheskel, you don't prava avelus. Pe'elcha chavish alecha. You should wear your tefillin, your pride and splendor on you. That means everybody else doesn't. Miklali chuli almasin. What about menuda? A guy put a chayim mahu, but tefillin. He put on film, take him, not 100% sure. What about Mitzayda, Ma'at film, the leper? What does he put on film? Tashma, come in here. In this very pasuk we brought before, and we already had yesterday also, with Hatsurua. We learned from the word Hatsurua that includes a Kohen Gadol. Remember, we said yesterday that a Kohen Gadol for him. It's always like Yom Tov. The Hatsurua, the rabbis, Kohen Gadol, be Gadol, the Eprumim, they should rip their clothes. Sheyir Mikuroim, they should be ripped. And it says a pasuk for Roy, Sheyir Purua, he should let his hair grow. Ein priya ela gidl sar. We know that priya means the hair should grow. What does that have to do with tefillin? Absolutely nothing. Rabbi Lezer. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, Nemra, it says in the pasuk that your clothes should be prumim havoya berosh. Nemra havoya again says that once that roish yeh prumim says yeh by both. And when it comes to your clothes are not part of you. So when it comes to your head, whatever we want that you should leave should be revealed. It's not talking about something that grows from you, but something apart from you. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean? He means tefillin. You shouldn't be wearing tefillin. Is that Ayim? It said you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. That's what I was trying to say. Ma havoyam would be begged. Don't go outside your body. Af havoyam would be begged. Don't go outside your body. My love, lechayim would be talking about tefillin. Don't have tefillin. So he's going to know. I'm going to pop a loy. Akumsu v'sudra. Talking about the hat, the turban. That a mitzvah should not wear a hat and turban. But tefillin, maybe he does wear. Again, we don't resolve it. Avil also b'she'ila shalom, and Avil is not allowed to ask.
So where do we leave? It's called the
Minigamakim? No, then all these fakers, and so Sovereign Reiser were machler, and we're about to make them. So here it's Sovereign Reiser, you should put on film, and now we put them on film. Avil also b'she'ila shalom, and Avil is not allowed to say hello. They come to Rachman Yecheskel, they said, Yecheskel, ha, negdoim, you should sit there quietly. This is the only thing that the Eibishter Yecheskel, I want you to be similar to all other mourners. I want you to be quiet. So maybe learn that you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't learn Torah, because you have to at least show some modicum, some sign of avelus. So if we know you're not allowed to talk, and we make a difference in halacha between the first 3 days and the next 3 days. What about menuda, a guy who's excommunicated, ma'u b'sheila shalom, a guy who's excommunicated, what about sheila shalom? Amar Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, Tashma, come in here. Uvishila shalom shemein adach v'edo. When it comes to asking shalom in between a person and another person, between a mourner, kibnei adam anazuf l'makom, like a person who is what? Rejected, excommunicated today, b'shter. So therefore, just like it says, and therefore you don't talk. That's what Abai says. Omle Abai again. What's that ayah from there? Dilma menuda l'shamayim. If it doesn't rain, the Abish to excommunicate and Gushayni, the Chum is very strict. That's why you cannot say hello. But if you're just a menuda l'shamayim, then maybe you could say hello. No answer. Mitzayde mahu b'shiv. So what about a leper that they don't touch? Not coming here. And then pasuk by a mitzayde says v'al safam yata. You should wrap it down to your lips. So we dash. Not only should have a wrap around, but shiyos if seisav medubakas zubazu. Your lips should be attached to each other. You shouldn't talk. How do you learn both? The they could have said v'al safam. And I said safam. So two things from here. She yehi menuda v'avol. That what? That he should be behave like someone who's a chedim and someone who's a mourner, and he's not allowed to say hello. Shemam, not a good idea. Fredi gemara v'nifshid minei lemenuda. It says here clearly that he should be like a menuda and should be like an oval. So just like an oval is now say shalom lechedim. So a menuda also shouldn't say shalom. How come he left it with a question mark? Let's learn from me that a guy who's ex in kedim shouldn't say hello. How do you want to learn that out? Because it says kimenuda k'aval. You're assuming that everything in every respect is like a menuda and aval is a mitzvah. However, Mashmar Yisrael, meek tani, does it say she also she hey kimenuda aval tani? Doesn't say also. It just says she be like a aval. In certain respects, it's like a menuda. In certain respects, not. We don't know what a menuda is like when it comes to saying hello. B'mila achni yas. In other respects, it's like a menuda. But also nami b'shila shalom. And furthermore, that a mitzvah is forbidden to say hello. But we don't know. Avol next din avol us to tell an avol cannot learn tayda medikamer. He cannot talk tayda. It says Rachman the Eibshad Yecheskel doim. I want you to be quiet. Says he onik doim. So therefore he not allowed to learn tayda. Menuda matter. What about a guy who's put a chaim? He's allowed to learn tayda. I'm not Yehi Tashma coming here. Menuda when somebody's put a chaim. Shoyne he can learn tayda. You can teach him tayda. He can teach others tayda. V'shoyne loy and others can teach him. Nisker, he can hire himself out to others. When he's got in law, he can hire people to work for him. Muchen, what about the next stage? You refuse to accept and do tshuva and everything else. And 60 days go by. Lai shayna, he cannot teach others. Lai shayna, lai is much stricter now. Others can't teach him. Lai nisker, he cannot hire himself out to others. Lai nisker in lai. But one thing he could do is avo shayna hu latsma. He could learn for himself. He cannot teach, he cannot be taught, but he could learn for himself. Shalai yafsik es limude. We don't interrupt his learning. But also like Chanus Tanu, a small store, he has to make a panasa.
What does
panasa
mean?
He continues learning
Taita. The person was nifta while he's in the middle of learning.
No, not nifta, a menuda, a guy is a chedim. If he doesn't, we want to learn Taita. No, Hashem is in rain. Bezin told him, you better do this and this. And he refused to listen to Bezin.
And he has to walk around with his face covered all the time. It was part of the punishment.
Yeah, that was a question.
Disobeying
the Bezin. Yeah. Tshuva. You don't like it, go do tshuva. Do whatever the Bezin told you to do and listen. 60 days go by, he doesn't listen, that's just 30, but the more later on says 60 days. So he goes by to listen, then they go to the next stage, it's even worse. But he has that panasa. So they let him build a little store. Rav said, what does he do in the store? Zvuni Maya, he sells water, but picks a darvis in a place called, in this marketplace over there, a tiny store. And that's how he makes a living. Shmamina, what does he claim from here? Now what? That a menuda can learn Taita. What about Mitzayda? What about Mitzayda? Tashma, it says in the pasuk, "Vaydaitum levenecho levenecho." You should remind, you should reveal to your children, to your grandchildren, "Yom Hashem amaratol levenecho lebchayde." The day you stood by Yisrael Har Sinai, "Mal lahal levenecho Har Sinai be'ema over yira v'reses v'zeyah." All different levels of fear and trepidation. Mikan omru, the Braisa says, from here we learn out that hazavi from here learn out that hazav and a mitzayda, and but we had this also in brachas by the nidus. All of these people mutarin likres b'tayda. It's not their fault that it happened. They became tummy. They continue learning tayda and neviim uksuvim. V'lishnet b'medesh uvishas balachus uvagod. They can do all those things. However, balakari and somebody who does it, it's his own fault because he wasn't behaving properly. Asudin, he makes an admission. It's asa. So shmami, no. What does he claim from here? That a mitzayda is not his fault. So he can learn tayda. Avil also betachbois is an avil forbidden to wash his laundry's clothes. The chsiv it says that Yoyev sent. Vayishlach Yoyev koya. Yoyev sent with koya. Vayikach the sif koya. Vayikach mishami took from the isha chacham a very intelligent woman. Vayoyim relay told her, he's abli no. I want you to mourn for me. Believe she not big day evil. I want you to wear for me the clothes of a mourner. Va'al tosuchi shemen. Do not anoint yourself with oil. V'hayisa, you should be ki isha zeh yamim rabim. Once you behave like this woman for a long time, dressed in a, like an oval, don't smear yourself. Misabelas al mace. One who mourns over a mace. So what does he mean there? That what? That you're not allowed to launder your clothes. Because what did he instruct? To be like an oven. Don't launder yourself. Don't launder your clothes. Because that's big day evil. What about menudim mitzayim? What about do have isa of laundering the clothes? Tashma coming here. Menudim umitzayim. Here they learn together, so we bring them together. Asudin lesaped ulechabes. And not allowed. We had in the Mishnah. Not allowed to take a haircut, nor can they launder clothes. Mamre klar. A mourner has to rent his clothes. The Ka'amalu Rachman of the Adam, the Tater said to Bnei Adam, Loi Seferimu. Adam was told you shouldn't rip your clothes. Meklal de Kuliyama, everybody else, Mechayiv. This is Lucheda Chlorodayah. It's a big Machlek is a shining, maybe we'll go about in a minute. Whether Avedus is Mahatayim or the Rabbanon, many opinions. Here, Lucheda, there's a Raya that this Inyan of Avedus, at least part of it, is Mahatayim. From ripping your Kriya, it's definitely Mahatayim from this Pasuk here. Menuda ma'u b'kriya. What about menuda? Do they have mitzvah kriya? Teiku, we don't know. Mitzayda ma'u b'kriya. Clear pasit, toshma. Begod of yiprumi. His clothes should be ripped. What do you mean ripped? Shema karayim. You should do a kriya. Shema mino is a good raya. Oval chaye b'kriya samita. An oval has to turn his bed over. We don't do these things today. The Tony bar kapara. What's the reason of turning your bed over? The Eibusha says, the muz di yaikni nasati behen. The Eden look like me. Because the tell them of the kim niv osas adam. The guys look like me. And yet, because of your sins, they said that, everything else, I had to turn my face over. In other words, I put you in the ground. So, kafum with the same. Turn your beds over, symbolically. On it. What about menudah? You have to turn the bed over. Teiku, questionable. Oval, asr basid malacha. And oval is now do malacha. It says in the pasuk in Tanakh, v'hafachti chageichem, I will convert your yomtiv le'evil to avelus. So what do we know from there? That's how we know 7 days. Ma chag osim malacha. It's like a yom tov. You're not allowed to do any malacha. Af and chalamayin including. Af oval osim malacha. And there's 7 days. We know 7 days. It's faster. It was faster. Menuda ma'u basim malacha. Menuda can do work. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Toshmakish. Amru when they say osim basim malacha, you're not allowed to do work. Le amru ela b'yem. When they say you're not doing the work after time, this is still didn't happen. So you're being rejected and you behave like you're in chedim. It's only by day. But laila mutar night mutar. So the chain at the moitzah, you find this in every menuda, and every menuda and oval. So isn't it clear from here we're comparing it to an ordinary menuda? You're not allowed to work. My lab akulu in all cases. Only on other dinim, not this particular din. Toshma coming here. Menuda shayin never shayin loy. Menuda can people can teach him. He can teach others. Nisked he can be hired. Nisked in loy. He can hire himself out to others. Clearly he can work. Shma minoy that raya clearly menuda can do work. What about mitzayda? Mahu basi malacha. Here, take him. I'm not sure what it is by Mitzayda. Oval, also, but the chitzan, oval is not allowed to bathe himself. The chitzan, it says in the pasuk when Yoyev said to that woman, from Tekoya, Alto Sochi Shemen, do not smear the oil, and we know that the chitzan bechlal sicha. We know, we learned by him in his humor that the washing, bathing is included in the smearing. It says about Tobe, Mayim, Kirbo, Kashemen, Batz, Moisov. Just like even they said, Mayim and Kirbo, just like Shemen, that's Moisov. So it's anointing and bathing is the same thing. What about menuda ma'al bechitza? Can a menuda go and bathe themselves? Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, Toshma coming in. Kesha Amru, when they say, Osir b'mechitza la bathe yisav, loy Amru, by a tiny tzibi na la bathe yisav, loy Amru, ela kol gufa, his entire body. Avol ponov, yodov, ragla mutter, you're allowed to wash your hands and face. V'chein atam moitzi b'menuda v'ovel, you're allowed to wash your hands and face. My lav akulu. Isn't it talking about what? And not all of them, including menuda. Now I wash yourself. Lo yashara and the rest. What about mitzayda ma'al b'chitza teiku? Teiku. So, l'chayda shayim, it comes up from here that what? Then ovel is allowed to wash his hands and face. And l'chayda tisha b'av is like an avela. So the machlek is that tisha b'av, you're allowed to wash your hands and face, even though we don't wash. But some of the shayim will hold that since an ovel is allowed to wash panayot v'laglov, so too, tisha b'av, you're allowed to wash your hands and face. Because the Gemara compares tainet tzibur to an ovel. Oval also been ila sandal. An oval forbidden to put on shoes. Midik amale rachmani cheskel. Again, lemi cheskel. He says, "Venalcha, you, I want you to be different. All avelim, you, I want you to know alecha tosim baraglecha. Place your shoes on your foot. Miklab, but every other oval kuli alma also. An oval is not allowed to wear shoes. Menuda, what about someone chayim mavin? He says, "Not wear shoes." I'm going to be slashma coming here. Kesha amru also been ila sandal. When they said after the tainus, you shouldn't wear shoes. Amru elabir only if you're living in the city. Aval b'derech on the road mutter. Haketzer, what do you mean? Yotzer lederich, you're traveling outside the city. Noyel, you put on normal shoes. Nichnes le'ir, you come back into the city. It's chaylus, your ruler shoes. And then it continues, v'chein atamaiti, the same thing applies, v'menuda by a menuda over oval. See, click on that what? That a menuda is like an oval, that what? You don't wear shoes. My lava, cool, every respect, including this din. La'ashar and all the other din. What the shada is like only one din that they say. Mitzayde ma'ab in his handle. A mitzayde, can he wear shoes? Take, we're not sure. Oval also betashvish amita, and oval forbidden to have any marital relation. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, vayinachim David is basheva ishtai. David consoled basheva his wife, and after she finished the avelis, vayava yileh, they had relations. They had Shlomo as a son. Miklal, while she was in the state of avelis, the mikara osir, they're not allowed to. Okay, so I was on a tashmita. What about menuda? Somebody excommunicated Mao with tashmita. I'm going to be able to touch my coming here. Kol oisan shanim shahayu yisrael ben midbar. All the years the Eden in the midbar menudin hayu. They were like they were excommunicated. Now, why did we learn in all of these questions how they behaved in midbar? Because we don't know what they did in the midbar. But one thing we do know, they had children. There's only one way of having children. You have to have marital relations. Isn't that an ayah that even though you're excommunicated, you're allowed to have marital relations? This shimshim is the same. After the eagle, they were all.
After
40
years,
yeah. Abaye said, "But Dilma Menudel Shmaim Shiny, they're over there. Who excommunicated the Eibushter? Maybe that's easier. That's why they're allowed to have relations. Shiny the keel. Now here's a modern zach. What are you talking about? Before in the Amad Aleph, you gave a, we said two places. You Abaye said, don't learn Menudel Shmaim because over there they're much stricter, and that's why they're not allowed to do certain things." And here you tell me that in the midbar, the Menudah Shemayim, they're much easier and they feel a lot of marital relations. Make up your mind. Is it stricter or is it easier? But Ahmed, you said Chomir. You said before that it's stricter. And for the Gemara, Sfukim Mesapkla, Abaye wasn't certain. What's worse? A Menudah Shemayim or a Menudah Lebrias? Zil Hacha, if you go this direction, Kematchle, he'll push you that way. But Zil Hacha, Kematchle. Interesting debate. What's worse? Menudah Shemayim or Menudah Lebrias? What are the two Jadadim here? Why would it be worse than the Shemayim? The Eibishter shows you, he doesn't want you. The Eibishter says, I don't want you. He's not making it rain. Isn't that pretty?
But we're all in it together.
So the fact that it's a Rabbim versus a Yochid, is that what it is? Maybe. Could be.
As a Yochid, you're all alone. That was the whole mile of the Deir HaFlosha, even though they were Chotim Apoishim, but they had Yachdus, they were together.
Could be. Because the Kvetch is Shemayim Amnuda, you're saying the Kvetch is whether it's a Yochid or a Rabbim. So it's sort of, I mean, maybe. Maybe. Okay, good word. Good. Okay, we'll put it in. Now recorded Loyal and Vod. Yimmy's a word. Mitzayde, Mahu, Betashish, Amita. Is Mitzayde allowed? Tashmish, Amita. We said an Ovel is not allowed. We said a Menuda, we're not sure. What about as Mitzayde? Tashma, Tanya, we learned that while he's a Mitzayde, it says that that after he finds out he's tired, he cleanses himself and everything else, and it says the Yashiv Chuzal Shiv stays another 7 days outside the camp. He goes through Tara, and he remains 7 days outside the tent. And tent we know is referring to marital relations. Sheikh Menuda, he should be like he's excommunicated, uka oval like an oval. But also betashvish amiti is forbidden. The ain't all leilishta. We know that a tent referring to your family. The Shneimat says after Hasina, it says leich emer lehem shu lechem lo leich. Go back to your tent. Shmam that ayah that is tent. And what he's also to his wife. It's new, Venetian, it says in the same but it says like a Menuda. So learn from me that Menuda also is forbidden to his wife. Does it say Sha'asr? All it says is Sha'yehake Menuda Gabel. In certain respects, it's like a Menuda. Bimili Achneas in other respects. But also Namatash and Mitra. Ovel, another day, an Ovel, Eina Mishalech. While he's an Ovel, he cannot send his Kabbanis. The Tanya learned, if you know him, Shlomi, when do you bring a Shlomi? When you're Shalom, when you're whole, Bismanchu, Shalom, when he's whole, Velay Bismanchu, Einan. Now when you're missing him, you lost a parent. Lachman Islan, so now while you're an Einan. Minude, what about guys in Chayde Maushe, Yishla Kabbanis? Okay, he can't attend, but can he at least send his Kabbanis? Amr Abiyaz, tell me I learned, call Oysan Shanim, Shahoyi, Yisrael Midbar. All those years, the Edwin, Midbar, Minudin, Hoyu, they were in Chaydim. And yet, Bishalchu come in and say, they all brought Kabbanis. Amle Baye, Vidilma, Menudel Shemayim Shiny. It's different. They were only in the Kimikim, the Eibishter. The Kiel killed, it's easier. Asking the same question again, but Amle, you said before, Chomer is stricter. So he says, Sefukim is Sapkin, not 100% certain. Umatchle, and before we reject you. Mitzayde, Maoshi, what about Mitzayde? Do you send his Kabbanis? Tashma, come in here. Can a Mitzayde send his Kabbanis, even though he cannot attend? Tashma coming in. Tanya, we learn. It says in the pasuk that after the Yecheskel says that after the Tara, 7 days you should count. So we dashen after the Tara, not after the 7 days of Tara, but it means Acha Prishasa Melames. He became Tummy Mace, he got to wait 7 days. After that, you count 7 clean days. Shiva's Yom Yisperla, you count 7 days. Elu Zayin, you make sure these are 7 days, you count, and you spray and so on and so forth. We're talking about a coin that after he became Tummy. So then he has to separate from the Mace, and then he counts 7 days for his Azor, and since it says you should count 7 days, we learn now there's another 7 days. 7 days for Azor, another 7 days of counting before he goes back and does his Avodah. Yeah. And what's the other 7 days of counting? What's that all about? Must be talking about something else. What are we talking about? Once you tummy mace and you went through the 7 days of Hazor, we know you become tired. What's this pasuk saying? And v'achata rosa is shivas yom yisprulai. It doesn't say shivas yom mishal Hazor. We're talking about something else. We're talking about a metzeder. That a metzeder, after he finishes tzaras, he has 7 clean days, and only afterwards can he send his kabbalas. Then it says, "Uviyayim boy, in the day that he comes by el kodesh, he comes back to the kodesh el chotzer hapnimis into the inner courtyard. L'shadis b'kesher b'smigdish. Then yakir chatosay. Only then he can bring his chatos after the 7 days. No, during the 7 days he can't. Zu, I see this Avishlo. We're talking about a kohen head yid who wants to train himself, and every kohen head yid, when the first day that they became a kohen, they brought a seder seifa like the kohen gadol every day, and he does only once." So he has to, after the 7 days, he can only then send it up. So he couldn't send it during the 7 days with somebody else. It's a raya that wanted, you cannot, that a metzoder cannot send, So we learn, even though the puzzle is talking about Tommy Mace, it says Tommy Mace, and we know 7 days, Hazor. It says, and then count 7 days, and then the kohen can go ahead and do his thing. We're dashing, we're not talking anymore about Tumas Mace. We're now talking about a metzoder. And the end of the metzoder, once we determine that he's becoming clean after we've established the metzoder, and then it goes down, it wanes, then he becomes clean, he has to wait 7 clean days, and he sits outside the camp and all that. And then when he finishes, he goes to the basement and does his first avodah, his initiation. Is that I, the wild, the 7 clean days, he cannot send his carbon. So that's what I will bring in. David Rabbi, that's words of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon says, the boy, it says in the pasuk, when he comes in, the day that he enters the kodesh, in the courtyard to serve, yakriv, he brings, bizman shiroul, abia roul, akrove, when he's able to come in, that's how he dashen. I agree in halacha, but different way of dashening it. Not from the fact that it says an extra 7 days count, but from the fact that bevoy when he comes in, the day that he's roul to come in and serve, bizmigdash, roul, akrove, bizman shiroul, abia, ain't roul, akrove, he's not roul, akrove. Omar Rava says, Rava. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish here for a short time and we'll go to another subject.